Hey ladies, we are in the thick of it now. We are in the thick of all things holiday. So with it being full tilt holiday mode, there are a few different ways that you can go when it comes to your health and wellness habits. You can stay on your routine of moving your body and eating clean with some indulges here and there. Or you can lean on the side of more indulges and less movement. Or you can just hang it up until next year. And as of today, or should I say, as of the time of this recording, you still have 4 weeks left in this year. And I know that you are more than likely going to indulge or even overindulge. So let's make a plan. Let's be intentional and make a plan to ensure that you move your body. And I have some reasons why you should stay active during this holiday season. And I also have 5 workouts that you can do from home. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I am your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach. And as always, I am so happy to be vibing with you today. And I am honored that you chose to hang out with me in my corner of the podcast universe. So listen, we have 4 weeks left in the year. Let me make sure. I want to look at my calendar and make sure that I'm right. Yes, yes, yes. We have 4 weeks left until 2024. And like I was saying earlier, we are in the thick of the holidays. And you're probably doing all the year-end activities for your work life, like performance appraisals, I don't know, year-end pushes to meet sales goals, or even company goals for that matter. And you're probably balancing all the things for your personal life as well, like all the year-end activities, such as traveling to see your family, friends, or even having your family and friends come to see you. And let's not forget about all of the regularly scheduled programs and life necessities. It all needs to get done. And this is the part in the movie where we fast forward to the end and skip the part about us and what we need to do for ourselves. Amidst all of the holiday parties and prepping, everyday life, and whatever else is thrown at us, we struggle to keep our habit of staying active. Our workouts go from 5 or 4 times a week to 3 to 2 to 1 to none. And because we're all time-starved and trying to balance all the things I mentioned earlier, it can be hard to find the time, or should I say commit the time. Because we have time, let's just be real, we have the time. It's just that we prioritize family and work and social obligations higher than our time to work out. Now, we could go to bed earlier or we could go to bed later, but we're doing all the other things and again, not prioritizing the time to work out. Our workouts also go to 3, 2, 1, none, because as joyful as a holiday should be because of the true reason of the season, let's be real. This time can just be stressful. And I mean stressful with a capital S. And many of us, we carry the lion's share of organizing and coordinating family events and decorating and managing holiday-related tasks. I may have told you that I love planning, organizing, and projects. I mean, give me a good spreadsheet and some project software, and you have truly found the way to my heart. Seriously, I mean, it is a gift, and it's also a curse for me, because my family, especially my husband, he knows that I can put some plans in action and I can tie it up with a bow a lickety split. But being a superhero planner, it's not always the move. While I make it look effortless because it is my superpower and I excel in that area, it's also stressful. And you know that stress is the gift that keeps on giving, and it zaps our energy, to which again can make it difficult to prioritize exercise amidst all the holiday chaos. And let's throw in the weather and seasonal and time changes in the mix. I live in the South and we're still having fairly mild, beautiful weather. It's a little crisp in the air, but it is still beautiful. However, our clocks went back a few weeks ago and the time change has done a doozy for me when it comes to sunlight. I feel like that I am literally chasing the sun. It's dusk at 5:15 and it is dark, and I mean dark, by 5:30 p.m. And depending on where you are, you may have shorter daylight hours and the weather may be less than appealing for you to get your workout in if you have to venture out before or even after work if you work outside the home. Now, I actually work out in my garage first thing in the morning, and while it's still mild here, it's pretty chilly in the morning. So when I stepped out in the garage to work out the other morning, I was not mentally prepared, or physically prepared for that matter, for how cold it was. So I stood there for a bit and I decided, nope, I am going to work out later. Well, later never came. So I had to make sure to pull out the sweatshirts and the space heater so I wouldn't have any reason not to get my workout in the next morning. Because I know that for me, that mornings are the most optimal time for me to work out. If I try to get it in later in the day, it's a 97% chance that it just will not happen. Colder weather, rain, snow, and limited sunlight can not only make us want to stay cozied up at home, it can also impact our mood and energy levels, making it harder to find the motivation to stay active. But we know that we need to keep it moving, because staying active can help to reduce the stress that is almost inevitable this time of year and improve our mood. Keeping it moving can also help to maintain your weight, which is important if you plan to indulge during these holiday festivities. Also, staying active can help to keep your energy levels up, and regular physical activity has been linked to having a stronger immune system. And having a healthy immune system is key, especially if you're going to be in close proximity with friends and family and people you haven't seen in a while. So if you do moderate or even light exercise, you can enhance your body's defense mechanisms. Whereas if you don't stay active during the holiday season, there is a possibility of unwanted and really unnecessary weight gain, because more than likely you will indulge and maybe even overindulge. There's no need to be unrealistic about it. It happens. But if you're overindulging and not moving your body, then you're setting yourself up to be a holiday hot mess. And I know you do not have that on your bingo card, right? Inactivity can also magnify any stress or anxiety this time of year might bring about for you. On the other hand, if you make sure that you're moving at least 30 minutes a day, you'll see the stress-relieving benefits of exercise. I cannot tell you how much better I feel after I walk. I shared in previous episodes that I have committed to walking outside 5 times a week for at least 30 minutes a day. I feel so much better after spending time outside in the fresh air, feeling the sun, or feeling the cool, crisp air. It allows me to think and to process and to just clear my mind if I need to. And I'm ready to tackle the rest of the day. Now, that feeling may wear off sooner than I would like for it to, but it does give me a bit of a reset during the day. The last thing about not moving is that it can contribute to decreased energy and fatigue. You don't get that rush of endorphins that make you feel like you can leap a tall building in a single bound. Instead, you may feel tired and less motivated to do anything other than what has to be done. So staying active during the holiday season not only helps in managing physical health, but also plays a significant role in supporting your mental and emotional well-being. With all that being said, I want you to make a commitment to yourself that you will incorporate regular exercise and movement during these next 4 weeks. Now, it does not have to be a workout fest. Even small amounts of activity can make a positive impact on how you feel both physically and mentally during this time of year. And just to make sure that you're set up for success, I have 5 simple and effective workout ideas that you can do from home during this holiday season. And I'm going to give you a quick rundown on these workouts and the benefits, but don't worry about trying to write anything down, girl. I got you. I have added all of these workouts in the show notes. All right, so the first one is a bodyweight circuit. And I chose this because it focuses on strengthening your entire body using your body weight as resistance. It requires 0 equipment and very little space. This bodyweight circuit will help to boost your endurance, which can help you with stamina in your day-to-day activities. And after you finish this circuit, I promise you, you will feel energized, you're going to feel empowered and accomplished. And you may also feel what I like to call pleasantly fatigued, but overall you should feel a sense of achievement. Now the second workout is a good old-fashioned cardio dance workout. Who remembers aerobic classes? I mean, wow, those were the days. If you remember those, swing by my Facebook group and tell me that you remember those. Please don't leave me hanging. Now, this is not that. It's simple. There's no choreography whatsoever unless you create it for yourself. Just pick 5 or 6 of your favorite songs. Do a light warm-up by marching in place or light jogging, and then I want you to dance like no one is watching for the 5 or 6 songs that you picked. Now, I have done this so many times, and I remember 1 year after a holiday dinner about a few years ago, my mom and I, we picked out some of our favorite line dances, and we just went to town. It was so much fun. It was impromptu, and it was just so much fun. And that's what I encourage you to do. Just let loose and have fun while you're getting your heart rate up. And after you're done with all the music and the movement, you should definitely be in high spirits. All right, so the third workout is high-intensity interval training, aka HIIT, which is excellent for burning calories and improving cardiovascular fitness. I have 4 moves which can be modified based on your fitness levels by just adjusting the intensity and the duration of each exercise. Now, I chose this workout because HIIT workouts, they maximize calorie burn in a short amount of time, which can help in weight management and fat loss. And here's the thing I want to say about HIIT training. High intensity does not have to be high impact. You can make a workout intense by being intentional with your movements. You can do powerful movements without a lot of jumping. And finishing a HIIT workout will definitely give you an endorphin rush that should keep you energized. Pilates core strengthening is the 4th workout. And this workout is what I really need to spend more time, if we're being honest, because Pilates focuses on strengthening your core muscles. And oftentimes I do a lot of movement, not focusing on just my core. And when I say core, I'm not just talking about your abdominals, but also your hips and your buttocks and your back, which is your entire core. Pilates also emphasizes body awareness and mindful movements, which if done consistently leads to better stability, improved posture, and helps with overall mobility. When you're done with an effective Pilates workout, you should feel a sense of calm, and again, you should also feel a pleasant fatigue in your core muscles. And the last workout is a yoga and stretching routine. Now, this workout is to help improve your flexibility, your balance, and for relaxation and a sense of calm. And who does not need a sense of calm this time of year? These relaxation techniques can help to reduce stress, which we definitely need, especially again during this time of year, and also promote a sense of calm and well-being. When I say calm, I also make my voice calm. You should feel a sense of calm and well-being. Now, after you're done with a yoga session, again, you should feel relaxed, centered, and calm with a sense of inner peace and relaxation. All right, so now you have some workouts that you can do from home or even on the go. So again, I want you to commit to yourself that you will incorporate regular exercise and movement during these next 4 weeks. And if you don't need these workouts and you have something that you already do, then by all means, do it. Just be sure to prioritize your workouts before all the other things creep in and overcrowd your already busy schedule. And by the way, if you need one-on-one support and accountability to help you stay on track during these holidays, schedule a complimentary 45-minute session with me and we can talk through your goals. The link is under Book a Call with Me in the show notes. All right, that is all I have for you today. But before I go, I will end with a quote because I love a good quote. And this one is by Arlen Specter. There is nothing more important than our good health. That is our principal capital asset. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.